love, 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 love. The gospel in a word is love. Love your neighbor as your brother. Love, love, love. Love, 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 love. The gospel in a word is love. Love your neighbor as your sister. Love, love, love. One of the many things I love about Westminster is the care and love you've extended to me over many years. I'm reminded every time we have new members join and people visiting that it is not easy in a congregation of this size to find the place, the friends, the people who make this feel like home. But I can attest, and this is true for all of the six pastors that I've worked with here, that you are really, really good at loving your pastors. A few years back, I was going through the deep waters of divorce, and you were remarkably sensitive and kind and caring. At times when I felt like I was drowning in worry and grief, a smile, a card, a hug. I knew you were praying for me. You were Jesus to me. You gave me a sense of feeling beloved, and it was very tangible. In those actions, you were Christ to me and to my family. I can remember that tangibly. God, through the prophet Isaiah, said, "Do not fear. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God." Today, the air is smoky in the West. And just last month, there were floods in Japan and India and Bangladesh. This week in Denver, they experienced such large hailstones that zoo animals were killed and people wound up in the emergency room. We see the impact of our changing climate. And we are literally walking through fire and flood. And we're also flooded with discord. We weep for those hundreds of refugees, the children and the parents separated. And today, the one-year anniversary of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, with every protest, we fear violence. Someone said recently that, you know, now I wake up every morning and I learn that there's something new to worry about that I never thought to worry about before. We ache for good news, don't we? So today we are celebrating baptism and God's blessing. And as I baptize Alexander this morning, I'm wondering, how do we point out God at work in the world? How do we authentically proclaim the good news? We may feel more cursed than blessed. We wade through waters of loss. We walk through the fire of rejection and loneliness and depression. We listen to many voices around us hearing anger and blame. We may feel like victims of a world we can't change. And ironically, the biblical word for good news is evangel. That's the word from evangelism. And even to use that word, evangelical, today is tarnished. Don't we know that many people are afraid to use the word Christian because we're afraid we will be seen as narrow, judgmental, and even abusing that word, evangelical. And if you were looking for signs of God's love in the world, we can hear it in the laughter and the cries of the children with us. You are beloved child of God, Lena. You are beloved child of God. In a few minutes, we're going to baptize baby Alexander Pugach and welcome him into our family of faith. His entrance into this world, as with every baby, is a joyful miracle. But also that baptism is a reminder to each of us that not only are we children of our parents, but we are God's own beloved. Friends, from the time of Isaiah, when people were in mourning and exile from their home, to this burning summer day, you are God's beloved and blessed. As I was thinking about the baptism and thinking about how do we feel our blessing today, I was reminded of a member, Penny Schuping. If you've been around Westminster for a while, you will remember Penny. She was born with Down syndrome. She lived into her 40s, well past the time that many people with that condition survive. And Penny... we'll still be here when you come back. Penny was one of the best examples of someone who knew her belovedness of anyone I have ever met. Whenever you'd visit her, she would greet you and say, "You came back." She knew that she was beloved. She was confident. She knew her own sassiness and sexiness. She laughed. The very first time I met Penny, I was with the youth group to sing Christmas carols. We divide up into groups of 4 or 5 so we can visit all of the homebound. And we were 5 of us around Penny's bed because in her last 10 years, she had serious issues with heart and breathing. We were standing around Penny's bed singing Joy to the World, O Come All Ye Faithful, and Silent Night. And I asked Penny, "Well, do you have a favorite you would like for us to sing?" And without missing a beat, she said to the 5 of us, "The Hallelujah Chorus," which we declined. But Penny made you feel like you could do it and do it beautifully. Because she knew of her belovedness, she blessed others. And friends, that's why we gather to worship. Some of us do not get the love we needed as children to feel beloved. Some of us get beaten down by the challenges in this world, and we have a difficult time feeling that we are God's beloved. But we show up, we worship, and when we love one another, when we serve, when we pray for each other, when we forgive each other on our bad days, when we sit in committees and disagree and love each other, we nurture one another into being God's beloved. When we feel our belovedness, we extend that blessing to the world. Real care means the willingness to take those broken places, a gateway to love and joy. So I have shared a song with you that I wrote, but I'm going to sing it again today. The words are my word. Well, the song, I should say, the melody is a traditional Irish tune called Down by the Sally Gardens. But the story of these lyrics is it was around the time of my divorce. I was listening to an instrumental version of this as a prayer, and I had the words to this song just come to me. You are my beloved. And so I would like to share that, because as I heard those words, I knew it was God's message to me, but also God's message to you. Though the way is unclear, I am with you. When the road seems too long, I am here. In the dark of your doubt, I am with you. When you wake in the night, I am here. I have loved you from the beginning. I will love you as others come and go. Longing, when your mind is too tired to care, when despair clouds your thoughts, I am with you. When the sun breaks through, I am there. I have loved you from the beginning. I will as others come and go. You are indeed my beloved. So rest, be still and know. When you struggle with hope, disappointed, when the judgment of others makes dim, it's the place where the heart has been broken.